This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Throughout the month of May, neighborhoods around the country host events called Jane's Walks. The walks honor the work of the late Jane Jacobs, an advocate for the needs of everyday people in urban planning. The walks are citizen-led and are aimed at spurring conversations about the neighborhoods and the people who live in them.
10 years ago, it would have been unlikely to imagine a Jane's Walk happening in Westlawn Gardens. The public housing project was more than 50 years old and had long since passed its ideal as a vibrant community. But tomorrow, the revitalized Westlawn Gardens will host a Jane's Walk, in part to show the world what the neighborhood on Milwaukee's northwest side has become.
We got in a little early on the walking and met up recently with four people who have been involved in the community's rebirth.
Warren Jones with the Housing Authority.
Jackie Barrera, RIO President.
Paul Williams, the Choice Neighborhood Coordinator.
Tom Beard, Mayor of the City of Milwaukee, and we're happy you're here.
So we're standing on Birch Street in the middle of the Westlawn Gardens development. Let me ask you a strange question as we stand here and look around. If we had been standing here 5, 7 years ago, what was this neighborhood?
It was a public housing neighborhood with, in this particular area, 332 units of housing, ranging from duplexes all the way up to six unit buildings.
And they had been built when?
1952, right after the war.
And when you talk about a 1952 development that was thought of as a public housing project in those days, how did it or did it not meet the needs of what life in the 21st century is about?
Well, it was fine for 1952. The one thing that wasn't accounted for was accessibility. All of the bathrooms were on the second floor, so anybody utilizing a mobility assist device was really left out of the living in the units. The basements were constructed and perennially flooded. Just about every year they had a certain amount of flooding out here because of the water table that exists.
I think the other difference, it had very much of an institutional feel, very, very much a cookie-cutter approach, and that was what they did then. Now you come here, and this is a neighborhood, and that's part of the goal, is to break down the barriers between the people who live here and the people who live in the surrounding neighborhoods, so that you don't have this sense that you're entering a place that's different. And I think most people who would drive through here would be very, very surprised that this is actually public housing.
Jackie, was this your neighborhood before this was here?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. I used to stay at, when I first started out in West Long, I was at 6401 on 61st Street, and then I moved to the west side when I came back in 2005. And I miss it. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, yeah, so talk about the before and after. What was here when you first came here and what you see around you now?
Okay, when I first was here, we was in public houses, and the houses was okay, but they weren't okay enough, like flooding and different other functions in the house. And now we have a lovely development, and I love it, appreciate it, and can't wait to get back. Right now, I'm in Berryland, but I can't wait to get back to Westlawn.
Well, so we were going to take a walk to the park, and so let's do that. And we've got a stand here for people to work on their bikes.
Yeah, it's a bicycle repair station because there's an awful lot of children and young people that live in the development. And so we wanted to make something that if they didn't have the tools at home, they could come here and pump up their tires or repair something on their bike.
And these are, I mean, as I look around, there are different styles. There are some that are townhouses. There's some, this is kind of a bungalow here.
Right. It ranges everywhere from 2 to 5 bedrooms. So we really wanted to accommodate families of all sizes. We also have 2 multifamily buildings that are all single bedroom units.
Question for Mayor Barrett, actually. What did you see as the priority for this neighborhood, and what was the catalyst to get this project going?
Well, one of the things that I gained from was having experience in Congress, where I was very familiar with public housing as a member of Congress. I knew the challenges that other cities had experienced in having what I would call decent, respectable public housing. I also knew the leadership here in the city of Milwaukee was really committed to being innovative and cost conscious in trying to be cutting edge, and they were very successful in doing that. So when I entered office, I thought that there's a great opportunity here to allow the Public Housing Authority to continue to run in a way that I felt was very creative. And they've had a lot of successes. We've had a few bumps in the road. There's no question about that. But overall, the direction has been extremely positive. And I want to have a positive neighborhood experience. And that's something that the Public Housing Authority here in the city of Milwaukee, I think, is really striving for as well.
Mitch, if you want to look to the south portion of the streets, those are bioswales. And what they do is they take the stormwater runoff off of the streets and hold it for a period of time so that we don't have the influx of water into our sewer system, which causes combined sewer overflows and, unfortunately, keeps it out of the basements and out of the lake.
And to describe it for people who aren't seeing it as we walk, there are kind of notches cut out in the curb that let runoff go into an indentation that sits between what some people call the boulevard between the sidewalk and the streets.
Right.
And that's where the water is being held.
Right. And it's really an engineered ditch is what we like to refer to it as, because although you see grass and plants on top, there's really an engineered fill underneath that will help retain and allow the water to evaporate at its natural rate. We have a series of healthy homes in this block that we're walking by right now. What that is all of the products on the interior portion of the home are non-fibrous. There's no carpet. The other thing that we utilize is a higher filtration rate on the furnaces, so that people that have asthma or other COPD-like illnesses can live here and not be subject to as many harmful inhalants. And the other thing I wanted to point out is this was the first neighborhood in the city that had LED streetlights. That was a prerequisite that we wanted to introduce. The Department of Public Works allowed us to put these in, and I think they were convinced, because I know they're using them in other neighborhoods now. So,
Mayor Barrett, is there a precedent that a neighborhood like this sets for both other public housing or even just neighborhood development around the city?
Well, I think there's a precedent that's being set here for both. Clearly, this is a model that we're using in other potential developments that the City of Milwaukee Housing Authority is going to be working on. But it sends a positive message, I think, throughout the city for all housing, that you can have sustainability as part of your mission. And as Warren was saying, it has an impact on our combined sewer system to make sure that we're both keeping the houses dry, but making sure that the lake doesn't have more discharges as well. So this is really, in many ways, a planned community in the most positive sense of the word, where you're dealing with a lot of different issues at the same time. And I think the fact that you've been able to incorporate so many quality of life aspects to really respectable housing is a real plus for everyone.
Jackie, it must be amazing to walk around and see what's here versus what you knew.
Yes, it is. It's amazing, you know, to bring your kids out and enjoy the park and the garden. And I have some other interesting things over there, like rocks and things for the past, our old resident, as well as the future. But we'll show them to you when we get over there.
All right.
Yes. But I enjoy being in the garden over there every year. I enjoy it real good.
Well, tell me a little bit about the garden.
The garden is open to the community. And we get up, we clean it, and it's healthy. We do compost, dirt, and stuff like that for it. And residents enjoy getting out, planting their garden, tending to their garden, and picking their garden. They enjoy it 100%. Look forward for it every year.
Would you think that the people that are going to be living in West Lawn, as more of it is built, is there more of a sense of investment in the community around them, the desire to keep it as nice as it is?
Yes, it is, because a lot of residents, they is concerned about the community. And me as one, I do get out and patronize with the community. And they looking forward for, you know, when coming back as one and doing and keeping the development up.
How many kids do you have?
I have two biological. I adopted four. So I have six girls.
You have your hands full. Well, so let me ask, what does it mean to them growing up having a community around them like this?
They love it. My second daughter, the biological one, she was raised out in West Lawn. My third one, she's my niece, but she's my daughter. I adopted her. She was raised, and they love it. And my last three, they hate it when we had to move, but they love the community. They love doing things like in the garden, the park, whatever they can do, they love it. They just love it out here. They love it and can't wait to get back here.
We currently are in a phase where we're filling in the empty lots on the east side. We're finishing up with 4 3-unit buildings, and these are modular homes that are brought to the site and then put up in less than a day. And we've got another 2 set of duplexes that are going on along Custer right now. They'll be coming in 2 weeks.
So these houses that we're seeing going up right now, they were not here a couple days ago?
That's correct. The last one was erected in 2.5 hours. So...
Pretty amazing.
That is amazing, but hopefully built to last.
Oh yes, they meet all of the building codes. As a matter of fact, I always like to say that they're actually stronger than site built because they have to be built to withstand travel down the highway and all kinds of wind loads that don't necessarily go with a stick built home.
Well, and I was wondering, as I'm looking at what's going on here, what's being built, and the thought that's gone into it. It just sounds like a completely different approach. I mean, obviously the people who designed the original West Lawn aren't here to defend themselves, but you know, there seem to be a lot of things that are given thought to today that in 1952 weren't given any thought to at all.
That's correct. In 1952, they were basically looking for the most affordable housing that could be built for people with low income, and just plopped it down in the middle of a farm field. This was really farm field when it was originally developed, and then the city kind of grew around it. And the idea now is make houses that anybody would like to live in, make them appealing, make them energy efficient, make them accessible, to really address everybody's needs, not just housing for low-income folks.
We're also seeing additional investments in the neighborhood as a result of the changes here. One of them is the new multi-sport court that the Milwaukee Bucks and Johnson Controls partnered on to have put an investment into a neighborhood. And so this brings a whole new kind of gathering space, a new community center, essentially, for people of all ages. And that happens to be built on top of a huge drainage cistern, holds about 800,000 gallons of water, again, which helps with our stormwater retention on site.
Everything is multi-purpose.
Right. That's trying to meet as many needs of the community all at once.
Mitch, one of the things that I wanted to point out, since we're down by the garden, is that Lincoln Creek is actually right adjacent to the West Lawn property, and we actually received a grant from the Friends of Lake Michigan to do this work. And you might ask, well, what does this have to do with Lake Michigan? Lincoln Creek flows into the Lake Michigan watershed, and by doing all of the things we did with stormwater retention as well as stormwater clarification, we've improved the clarity of Lincoln Creek, and as a matter of fact, some of our first residents were salmon that were swimming upstream. So,
remind me when this will all be a completed project.
Well, 2022 is when the Choice Neighborhoods grant is due, and by that time we will have all of the building completed and residents all moved back.
And when he's referring to the Choice Neighborhood grant, there really are two components to what's going on here at West Lawn. You've got the eastern portion, which you can see is nearing completion. A lot has been done here. This has been transformed. The western portion, where we were fortunate enough to receive about a $31 million federal grant to help us, we're going to leverage those dollars with private dollars, trying to get tax credits, other forms of capital to help us move forward to complete this. So in the 12-year period that this is going to be worked on, there is going to be a entire transformation of this part of the city in a way that I think most people driving through here would say, wow.
Obviously, the process for this started when there was a different political climate in Washington. Are funding mechanisms more challenging to come by as we stand here in 2018?
Well, fortunately, what has happened is that we got the award, and that's all systems go. So there may be challenges moving forward, depending on what the Congress and President's appetite is towards public housing. But for this one, we feel very confident that the pieces are in place. But I want to stress this again. I want people to see this neighborhood, to see that you can, a community can, a local government can do housing in a way that is really, really, I think, sensitive. And when I say sensitive, that it cares about people. And this is something that really shows that this is a real community.
So to think back on the days of the design charrettes and to see what's around and physical now has to be a fairly powerful feeling for everyone involved.
Absolutely. It has been such a transformation, and in such a quick amount of time as well. I mean, you see the great diversity in the housing styles, which are reflective of housing styles throughout the city of Milwaukee. It's almost as if the neighborhood was built over time because of the differing styles. And our goal long-term with the Choice Neighborhood Initiative is to use this as the foundation to impact the surrounding neighborhood as well. So in that effort, we're looking at surrounding retail. We're working with the school system to improve the schools in the neighborhood. To really create this continuum of high-quality education from birth to college or career. We're working in some of the other public spaces in the area, some of the parks, to bring some new amenities or to highlight existing amenities like Havenwood State Forest, which is nearby. Really just a jewel of a green space. It's a refuge from city life. You can just walk through. You can see nature. Just reflect on life.
I was going to say we're only a couple blocks away from Silver Spring. Have there already been changes in the retail scene there, linked to the kind of rebirth of Westlawn?
We've seen improvements in some of the retail. There's some retail right across the street to the east of us. There have been some improvements. The House of Corned Beef, which is a favorite location in the neighborhood, just located into a new building. They have the Choice Neighborhood Initiative has supported facade work on that building. And we're looking at other ways to meet resident needs by working with the community. So looking to improve access to fresh food, a sit-down family restaurant, a banking institution, ATM, things like that are really important to a neighborhood.
There's still a lot of work ahead.
There's a lot of work ahead, but we have many partners that we're working with, you know. And so now this gives us a push to really go over the top.
Paul Williams is the Choice Neighborhood Initiative Coordinator, and Warren Jones is the Vice President of Construction for the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. Jackie Burrell is President of Westlawn Resident Council, and Tom Barrett is Mayor of Milwaukee.
You can see pictures and find a link to more information about tomorrow's Jane's Walk at Westlawn Gardens at wuwm.com.